Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, let's go back to last Saturday. I don't want to say, hey, good news, but all of a sudden, Houston plays in the first game. They beat Cincinnati, and right away, you got to start preparing on them. So you kind of got a jump start for a day, fair to say?
Absolutely, right. By Saturday night, we were on to Houston, and Sunday we had a full day in terms of preparation, game planning, getting our scout report and film materials together for the players and all that. So we had an extra day to do that.
Fair to say for them, though, with Arian Foster, pretty much their whole offense, it starts with him, and then everything else is based off it.
I think it does, but they're very well balanced. They throw the ball well. They throw it to their receivers, of course, Andre Johnson. They have a good receiving core. Their tight ends, that's a good group, too. And they also throw it to their backs. And I think they complement their running game with their play-action game and drop-back game. They do a good job of controlling the ball like they did against Cincinnati. They have almost 40 minutes time of possession. So they can control the ball, make first down, stay on the field. There's a reason why they're where they are at this time of the year, because they're a good football team.
Sure, teams don't win 12 games by accident. 2010 has been brought up to you this week, and I know you addressed it. You said, going back to the Jets game, you beat them 45-3. The divisional round, you do lose to them. And you said there is a lesson to be learned there. What is that lesson that maybe you told your team this past week?
Well, I think any time you play a team more than once in a year, you can't expect the game to go like it did the first time, however it went, good, bad, or indifferent. And it has each game has its own story, the chapters and the story, and a lot of times the ending is different. And so I think that's the way it is in the National Football League. It's a very competitive league, and it's just doesn't go the same way very often.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @Alyssa. She wants to know, how do you prepare differently in the playoffs than you do in the regular season when you do your game plans?
Well, I think that fundamentally it's the same. I think the one thing in the playoffs you take a little bit closer look at is just it's a one-game season, and is everything on this play exactly the way you want to run it? Is there anything that we want to change or do a little bit differently? Because this might be our last chance to run it if we don't get it right. So whether it's a personnel thing, a split, a technique, if there's any, you just want to go through it one more time with a real fine-tooth comb and make sure that everything you call, everything you run, you feel like this is the absolute best thing we can do against this team or in this situation, because everything's at stake here. There's nothing about next week or nothing to save it for. You want to put your best out on the field this week, and I think you just go through it a little bit more thoroughly.
All right, good stuff, Coach. If you want to ask the coach a question like Alyssa did, you have to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Bellastrader, got the Texans again. What are we going to look at?
Well, we'll see it all. Offense, defense, special teams.